Democratic and Republican
leaders. We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great city.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. And Jack, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on whether same-sex marriage bans like Michigan's violate the Constitution. What happened?
Well, both sides presented their cases. The justices asked some hard questions, but there's a feeling that some of this was sort of pro forma. There was sort of a carnival aspect outside, and now everybody waits to see how the justices decide.
And meanwhile, that same day, a religious objection law similar to what we saw in Indiana was the subject of a state Senate hearing. What happened there?
Well, there was a fair amount of fireworks. State Senator Tony Rocco, who's a Republican, sort of argued with his other Republicans about this. There's a lot of skepticism as why this is needed. The proponents of this law claim it wouldn't allow for any discrimination against gay people, for example, but other people are skeptical about it and are skeptical about if that's not the case, why do we need it? It looks to me as if people are mainly, proponents of this law are mainly playing to their religious right base. They may sincerely believe in it, but I think they're just trying to make points mainly with their voters. Governor Snyder said he's going to veto this bill unless it's accompanied by expansion of civil rights laws, which the legislature says they're not going to do, and all this may be overtaken by the Supreme Court anyway. So there's some people who think they're wasting a lot of time on this when they could be dealing with real issues.
From a political standpoint, why is this being discussed after what we saw in Indiana and with Governor Rick Snyder saying he would veto it anyway?
Well, that's what some of the legislators themselves are asking. And in Indiana, they passed one of these, which had a enormous negative impact on things like convention business. They had to go back and rework the law. It's not at all clear whether these conventions who said they weren't going to come to Indiana are going to come back. Again, this is part of the great divide in society between members of the religious right who are adamantly against any protections for gay people whatsoever and the rest of society, which seems to have moved quite a bit in the last decade.
And finally, we saw headlines this week that Michiganders pay the most for car insurance in the nation. And part of that is because Michigan is a no-fault state. Lawmakers are now looking to change Michigan's no-fault law. Tell us more on what's happening.
Well, I wouldn't put it quite that way. What's happened is that there's a whole lot of money in the Catastrophic Claims Fund, a fund that seems to work pretty well. We're under no fault. If you're terribly injured in an auto accident, you'll get lifetime care. You'll get what you need. The insurance companies want to lessen what they're paying, want to reduce that pool of money, and they want to reduce the benefits that people are getting. And there's a lot of opposition to this. They rammed it through the state Senate, although seven Republican senators voted against it. And now in the House, Brooks Patterson, Mr. Republican himself, is very angry about this. Of course, he was a victim of a bad accident. He's working hard to get Republicans to vote against this. And the thing seems to have slowed up. So while we may pay the highest rates in the nation, it's not clear at all that it's due to this Catastrophic Claims Association. To some extent, these are arguments being made by the insurance companies to get what they want.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.